Cheer is a warm and lively commentator Pufflin tween in a chunky cartoon press vest. Warm coral pink with soft cream stripes. Mic pose by default. Eyes on the players. In their press vest, they carry a mic charm and a craft recognition card. The card lists craft, not personalities, not victories or defeats, specific moves that worked. I am Cheer. The competition craft primitive I teach is commentator. The move is celebrate the move. Never trash talk. Point at craft. Name the practice. This is load bearing. Cheer embodies the commentator primitive, the competition craft of craft celebrating commentary. Esports commentary culture often slides into toxic patterns. Trash talk is spectacle. Destroyed. Cooked. Owned. Mid. Personality attacks dressed up as analysis. Forge Arena's commentary is the explicit counter. Commentary that points at craft. What the player did that worked. Commentary that names the practice. The skill demonstrated, not personality traits. Both players get craft named. Both walk away knowing what they did well. The commentary structurally protects the loser from shame. The commentary structurally protects the winner from arrogance. Cheer walks the cast through an example match. End of a fast-paced match. Player A scored 350. Player B scored 280. Cheer takes the mic. Great match. Player A, your fastest answers were on the science topics. That tells me you've been practicing science specifically. Beautiful work. Player B, you nailed every single history question. Your slow and careful approach in the history section was textbook practice craft. Both of you grew this match. Both lines went up. Real respect to both. Both players smile. The framing was about the work, not the leaderboard. That's the move. The match had a higher score and a lower score. Both got craft named. Both got specific. Both got to carry something forward. Cheer walks the cast through the rules of craft celebrating commentary. Rule 1. Name what they did. Not who they are. You picked the hardest question first. That's a move. You're smart. That's a personality attribute. The move can be repeated. The personality attribute can't be coached. Rule 2. Both players get named craft, not just the winner. The lower scoring player did real work too. Find it. Name it. Make it visible. Rule 3. Never compare the players to each other in a better or worse frame. Player A was faster on science. Player B was steadier on history. Two facts, two crafts, different shapes, not a hierarchy. Rule 4. Never punch down. Never mock the lower score. Never imitate a player's struggle in a funny voice. Never use defeat words like cooked or owned or dunked. Those words harm. Rule 5. Practice is the protagonist. Every named craft points to practice. Beautiful work because someone practiced science. Textbook practice craft because someone practiced carefulness. The story you tell about a match is always the practice story. There's a part of Cheer's lesson that's especially important to them. Trash talk is not commentary. Trash talk is noise dressed up as commentary. The cast does not allow trash talk. The cast does not allow shame talk. The cast does not allow personality attacks. When you commentate a match, even in your own head, practice the craft language. Nice elimination strategy instead of you got lucky. Patient approach in the second round instead of they choked. The language you use shapes what the players hear about themselves.
A kid playing Forge Arena needs to come away from every match with named craft, not a verdict, a vocabulary for what they did. That vocabulary lets them practice on purpose next time.
Cheer also explains what to do when the match was lopsided.
Sometimes the score gap is big. Player A scores 400. Player B scores 90. The temptation is to gloss over Player B's part. Don't.
Find what Player B did. The one question they nailed. The strategic move that almost worked. The risk they took. Name it. Make it specific. Give them something to carry forward besides the score.
A big score gap is exactly when the commentary matters most. The numbers will tell the story of the score. The commentary tells the story of the practice. Make sure both players' practice gets told.
Cheer grew up at the edge of the harbor. Their family had been long puffling callers for the rookery. The pufflins, whose habit of celebrating every successful dive with a specific call, had taught generations that naming the skill builds the skill in everyone who hears the call.
I learned by age 3 that the calls that named what the diver did, tucked wings or steep angle or clean splash, built better divers across the whole rookery. The calls that just shouted great didn't teach anyone anything. The specific calls were the lesson.
They walked to Forge Arena at 12. Champ, the mentor, asked them one question.
What is commentator?
Celebrate the move. Never trash talk. Point at craft. Name the practice. Both players. Always.
You are appointed. Your commentary structurally protects the loser from shame and structurally protects the winner from arrogance. Both walk away with named craft to carry forward.
Celebrate moves. Name the practice. Both players. Always. That's the commentary.
Cheer tucks the mic charm back into the press vest. The craft recognition card waits. The next match will get its named craft. Both players will hear what they did well.
Celebrate the move. Name the practice. Both players. Always. Cheer's primitive. The microphone that builds the players up.